ready to go. Ready to go. And good morning and welcome back. We're ready to go for hour number two of the Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Again, a very pleasant start here on this Thursday morning as I look out the windows at our studios in downtown Wausau, the corner of Washington and North 3rd Streets. See plenty of sunshine right now. Partly cloudy skies. Temperature stands at 48 degrees. And what can we expect as we get further into the day and maybe even towards the weekend? Well, to find out, we're joined from Weatherology by our meteorologist, Jennifer Vucicki. And Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, again, a very pleasant start. Again, looking outside, seeing some sunshine. The temperature actually warming up fairly nicely so far. But I heard that maybe we have a chance for a little bit more rain as we get to the afternoon. Is that true?
We do, yeah. Still just maybe a few spotty chances for the morning hours, but the best chances will come in once we get to the afternoon. So we're looking at cloudy skies and a high into the mid-50s. It's actually also pretty average for this time of the year. We should be around about the mid to upper 50s. Chance for those rain showers coming in the afternoon. Then tonight, a slight chance for rain in the evening hours, mostly cloudy, low near 45. For your Friday, we'll see a little bit of sunshine in the morning, then partly sunny skies develop in the afternoon. Slight chance for rain coming in the late afternoon hours. High tomorrow gets up around about 57. A little bit of a better chance for rain in the evening. More of a dry forecast here for the weekend ahead. Saturday, slightly cooler, mostly cloudy skies, rather. High gets up around about 51. 51 again here on Sunday. We'll finally see some sunshine, though. Maybe some areas of frost in the morning, though. We'll see overnight lows the night before. Pretty chilly right around about freezing. Then for your day on Monday, it looks like slightly warmer. More of an average day. Partial sunshine, a high around about 56.
Not too bad, I would say, especially tomorrow night. As you said, there's a chance of showers because we have a lot of high school football playoff games tomorrow night. For folks heading out tomorrow evening, a chance of rain is the way it looks at this point?
It does, yeah. Slight chance once we get to about 4 p.m. and then a better chance coming in a little after 7 p.m.
Okay, we'll keep an eye on that. Well, thanks for the info. We'll catch you again tomorrow.
No problem.
That's our meteorologist, Jennifer Vucicki, again from weatherology.com. Boy, want to make sure it's dry tomorrow night. We want to make sure that everybody can go out there and enjoy the high school football playoff action tomorrow night. And if not, you can always tune in to one of the three games that we have here on Bow Falls Radio. But right now, mostly cloudy skies, but I'm seeing some sunshine as I look outside. Again, according to the weather service, it's mostly cloudy, but I would say partly cloudy at this point. Temperature stands at 48 degrees. Calm winds, and you like that. I'm actually looking. There's a tree right outside the window here at our studios, and the tree is not moving. Basically, calm conditions right now. Dew point is 46, relative humidity of 93%. The barometer at 29.66 inches, and a visibility of 9 miles. It is hour number two of the Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Coming up in just a few minutes, we'll hear a conversation that we had on our big high school sports show last night. A couple of student athletes from Marathon High School, three sport athletes getting ready for tomorrow night's football playoff against Auburndale from Marathon High School, Cooper Huxema and Tyler Underwood. We'll hear that conversation coming up at 9:15. Also, again, joined by my producer this morning, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
And again, we've been talking about it all week long, the countdown to opening night for Arsenic and Old Lace. And again, we are there. Tonight is the night, 7 o'clock at the Elks Club in Wausau.
Yep. It's going to be a very funny show, and I really hope we have a good turnout of people.
Yeah, and everybody, make sure you get out there because you got three chances to see it tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday, all at 7 o'clock. We got a lot of information on the group and the play with the director, Terry Riska, yesterday. Also, one of the cast members, Sarah Rudolph, another one of the cast members, is the man that's right across the way from me, Ian Welsh. And, again, what is the group that is putting on this show?
This is the... River and Woods Theater Company.
And it's a fairly new local theater company, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. How many shows have this group put on? Do you have any idea?
Well, it only recently came about a couple years ago, but I think they've had probably four or five shows with the company, including this one.
Okay, very good. That's great to have another local group out there providing entertainment and giving opportunities for those interested in the arts here in the Wausau area. So again, Arsenic and Old Lace, one of the legendary shows. It's been done so many times by many groups. It's been turned into a movie as well, and your opportunity to see it with the River and Woods Theater Company tonight, tomorrow, and on Saturday, 7 o'clock. Again, at the Elks Club in Wausau. We're going to take a timeout and then come back and have our discussion with for Marathon High School. Quarterback Cooper Huxema, wide receiver Tyler Underwood. That's straight ahead. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Before we get to our interview with Tyler Underwood and Cooper Huxema, some breaking news in the last 7 minutes just came across the wire. Former Trump lawyer Sidney Powell took a plea deal in the Georgia election interference case. She is pleading guilty to 6 misdemeanors. She will get 12 months of probation for each count, as well as a $6,000 fine. This has to be bad news for Donald Trump. One of his lawyers, one of his front-facing lawyers, Sidney Powell, has taken a plea deal. And obviously, I'm sure the prosecutors are getting information from Sidney Powell in this deal. And again, what is it going to take for folks to realize that these are not the people you want leading your country, leading as the president and the administration of this country? So again, Sidney Powell, former Trump lawyer, has just taken a plea deal in the last 10 minutes in the Georgia election interference case. She is pleading guilty to 6 misdemeanors, getting 12 months of probation for each count, as well as a $6,000 fine. So we will continue to watch this for further information as the morning continues, and I'm sure we'll hear much more about it as we continue throughout the day on the programming of Civic Media and here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. But tomorrow night, again, a very busy evening. We have 3 high school football playoff broadcasts, including the Marathon Red Raiders taking on the Auburndale Eagles. Tom Weaver will have the play-by-play of that one, starting with the pregame show at 6:35 on the Sports 2 stream of BowFallsRadio.com, and also the Sports 2 stream on the Civic Media app Bow Falls page. The game will also air on a tape delay basis following the Wausau West game on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And former Wausau West head football coach Jason Foster and myself had a chance to talk to 2 of the Red Raider players last night, both Cooper Huxema, the quarterback, and Tyler Underwood, the wide receiver. And here's that discussion we had on last night's big high school sports show.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Absolutely. And again, it's always an exciting week, start of the postseason playoffs. And for Marathon football, it's a return to the playoffs. And we'll ask both of you, first of all, what's it mean to be back? Because last season you had, a similar kind of run, and you weren't able to finish it off and get to the postseason. This year, able to get back to the playoffs. What does it mean to be playing here in week number 10?
I mean, we've had a pretty long drought, I'd say, for what we were before. You know, a lot of people didn't expect a lot from us, so to get there after little to no expectations is pretty cool. I don't know.
Yeah, kind of going off what Cooper said, I feel like our season has been defined by exceeding expectations that other people have for us. Like, going into this year, like, a lot of people would talk to me and be like, oh, good luck this year, and they'd be kind of sarcastic about it. But, you know, we've really taken what we've gotten this season and ran with it, I feel like.
Real quickly, Jace, before I jump in, that's one of the things I think that's about, you know, when you're trying to build something, that sometimes it can be hard within the halls of the school to try to get that optimism going. And I imagine that you almost took that as a challenge, Tyler, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, we use that as motivation every week to keep getting better and go out there and prove people wrong.
And I think in what's great about football, and we've talked a little bit off air about your other sports, and we'll talk more about that moving forward. But the great thing about football is it's the only sport left where you have to qualify for the playoffs. Otherwise, everybody makes it. So when you talk about a season, an off season preparing for it, making the playoffs is a big deal. I mean, that's half the teams don't make the playoffs. So it's a great thing that you guys have accomplished this year. What do you think it means for your program? Like, obviously you're going to compete and have a great matchup week one against Auburndale, and you guys will hand it off to the next group as seniors. But what does that mean for the program that you guys brought it back to the playoffs?
Well, I'm really hoping, you know, Cooper and I, we only have one more year left, but I'm really hoping our program can build off of this in the future and just keep setting higher and higher goals as the years go on and just, like, keep getting better.
And when you look at, I mean, your schedule is a meat grinder, right? Like, you guys have some really good teams. So when you look at an off season and then you kind of look at your schedule, there's definitely games that you probably look at as great rivalry matchups and traditional matchups, and then certain games in order to get those wins to make the playoffs that you have to win. Did it kind of play out that way? Did you kind of win the games you thought you were going to, and were there any surprises along the way?
I think for the most part we won what we thought we would, and we competed where we thought we should have won. I mean, playing in the Marewood is really tough. We've got a lot of good teams, so having that and playing in the conference is, you got to make the most of what you can when you can.
And knowing that you had Edgar week 9, you kind of had to make sure always will compete and go to beat them, but the team they have this year looks to be really tough, so you kind of had to make sure you took care of business before you got to week 9 this year, and you did that.
Let's talk about the leadership aspect. Cooper, being the quarterback, and obviously you've had a little experience at the quarterback position. When you go through tough times, and I imagine some of the toughest times this season may have been maybe the Abbotsford and Auburndale games the first time around, because you had the chance against Abbotsford, had the lead, let that one slip away, and then, again, you put up more than 400 yards against Auburndale, but not able to win. When you're, as a quarterback, how do you look at the leadership aspect of your position?
I mean, it's not just me. Like, everybody knows, like, we gotta, it's on us. It's not like, We have to, like, coach ourselves. It's not all, like, on the coaches. We all know, like, what we have to do. And, like, getting that Abbotsford game, having that lead at half, and then kind of going dormant in the second half almost. Like, we knew we could have done better and where we could have done better. But, I mean, we've got – losing from last year, losing Matt and Drew, who are two probably biggest leaders of the team, that made, like, everybody step up, not just me, but, like, Ty and Peyton and Luke and all of our seniors and some of our underclassmen, everybody had to step up.
And in losses like that, like ones you felt you were there and could have had it and could have won, like, tough loss on that night, but a lot to be learned there. What did you guys take away from that and take when you move forward from that Abbotsford game, what areas did you improve on because of that night?
I think something that we've improved on tremendously from the beginning of the season is, like, our physicality and how we play defensively. Like, how we've been in the past couple weeks defensively is, like, completely different than the start of the season, and we just bring, like, a new kind of intensity to defense that we hadn't before, and it's really great.
And that's actually a good point, because I was talking to Coach Winkler before your game against Colby, and I saw the game against Colby. And while it was a 35-0 game, it was basically your defense did step up, and it was almost like you played very tough. It's a couple of plays at the end of the first half that kind of turned that game around, where it was a tight game. In fact, you had the football around with 2 minutes to go and kind of moving it, and then, of course, a couple of late scores. But it did look like the mentality had changed. And I was talking before that game and even after the game that especially for your team to be able to do what you want to do defensively, you have to be better. That you've proven you can move the football pretty well during the course of the season, but in order to say, like this week against Auburndale, the defense is a major key, and it looks as though mentally you have turned a bit of a corner, haven't you?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, going into this week, we can't let Auburndale score 44, however much they had against us. That's way too many points. And I mean, against Colby, we competed with them for three quarters. I feel like that second quarter was really where they did most of their scoring, and it was just amazing to see. Like, we felt it, like on defense, it seemed like we were a completely different team. And then, like against Pittsville, we brought that same intensity and played really well defensively, and like just turning that corner and like becoming better defensively really just brings us to another level as a team.
And when you're playing a familiar conference foe in the first round of the playoffs like this, there aren't a lot of secrets, right? You guys know what they're going to bring. They know what you're going to bring. And having your defense, and probably when you talked about leadership, having improved in those areas, kind of the X factors, right? That's what's going to make a difference in those games. And so have you guys kind of talked a lot about that in practice this week, about how you are a different team now than when you played them first time around?
Yeah, we've definitely been talking about that. Yeah.
By the way, people, it's great to see the guys look at each other. Who's going to talk first here?
Yeah. Yeah, this week, we look back at like the film of that game, and we just saw so many different ways we can improve, and that just makes you feel really good knowing that there's so many things you can improve on, and like just knowing that you can play them so much tougher than you did the first time. And we're just really excited to play this Friday.
Again, we're talking to Cooper Huxema and Tyler Underwood here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. We're going to get back to the football aspect, but you guys are so active in terms of all season for Marathon High School, and seeing you on the football field, on the basketball court, on the baseball diamond. And I wanted to ask, and I ask this a lot to multi-sport athletes, if you're able to carry momentum from a good season in one sport to another sport, because obviously it's almost like handing the baton off. You go from one sport to another, and there's not a lot of time usually between the sports nowadays. First Cooper, and then Tyler, I guess, are you able, if you have either a good football season, take it to basketball, or a good basketball season into baseball, are you able to take momentum from one sport to another?
I think that football into basketball, I mean, there's really no break at all there. So, like, last year especially, like, we kind of had a disappointing season. Like, from my perspective, I think we could have done a lot better. And, like, going into, like, no break at all and then going right to basketball, like, I felt like we were almost starting fresh, so there was almost no momentum there. But, like, this year, I feel like we're going to have some momentum just because of how we have done, like, so much better, and like we still have a lot like out there that we can go for. So I feel like that'll help us this basketball season as well.
Tyler, what about you?
I think a great example of this is Newman last year. They won state championship in football, and I feel like they carried that momentum over into basketball and then won it there. I mean, that's just a perfect example of like how one good season can really impact another one. I mean, we all knew they're going to be good, but I mean, I'm sure it helped them like just have another level of confidence. Like, if you have a good season, you'll have more confidence going into the next.
Again, we'll continue our discussion with a pair of Marathon High School terrific student athletes. Again, multi-sport student athletes, Cooper Huxema and Tyler Underwood, both are involved in the Marathon football team that's getting set for tomorrow night's matchup with Auburndale in the Level 1 playoffs. Again, a game that will be heard on the Sports 2 stream of BullFallsRadio.com and the Civic Media app, but they're also outstanding performers during the winter on the boys basketball team and as members of the baseball team that just came up short of a trip to the state tournament last spring. So we're going to take a quick timeout for a look at the news, and then come back with more of our discussion with Cooper Huxema and Tyler Underwood of the Marathon Red Raiders. The time is 9:28. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 9:33 here on this Thursday morning. We are continuing a discussion with Marathon High School athletic standouts, Cooper Huxema and Tyler Underwood, both members of the football team, getting set to take on Auburndale in a Level 1 playoff tomorrow night, but also very much involved in high school boys basketball and baseball. Really do it all throughout the course of the school year. And they were guests along with Jason Foster and myself on the Big High School Sports Show last night. And here we're continuing our discussion with those two very impressive young men. I know Jason's a football guy, but I got to ask you about the basketball aspect because, you know, you've had great success. You've got, I think, probably high expectations again coming into this season. You got the big guy coming back again as well. When you look ahead, and I guess, you know, to put a little damper, it was a tough way to end it last season, obviously, in that game against Auburndale. It seems like you guys play Auburndale in the hardwood almost every year. Now you're on the football field as well in a playoff. But going into the season, obviously high expectations, but some maybe a little chip on the shoulder after the way things ended last year. Cooper, what do you think? I'm gonna start asking you specifically. You guys keep looking at each other like, who's gonna talk next? No, that's my fault. I gotta start asking, hey, one of you guys. But Cooper, what do you think?
I would say, yeah, that it motivates you more when you know you lost to them in like the previous year, and even if it's in a different sport, like they eliminated you, you kind of want to do the same. But I mean, it's not just going to happen. You still got to work for that. So
I know that, and again, Tyler, I know that you got a lot of work to do here on the gridiron, but when you look ahead to the basketball season, what are the expectations for Marathon? Because it does look like from the outside that you guys are going to be a team to watch.
Yeah, I mean, we obviously have big expectations, but I mean, we can't really say anything without like backing it up. So you can't really say anything till the season starts, you know. Like, we'll be able to define who we are as a team once we get going, and we can't let like all the high hopes from everyone get to our heads. Like, we got to make sure we're working hard no matter what, as if like we're put on the same level as like every other team. Like, the most important part is just bringing a good work ethic, because like there are a lot of teams who are like ranked highly who like let it get to their heads, and then they'll like end up losing.
We talked about this a couple weeks ago when we had like Mosinee Medford rivalry in the GNC. You guys kind of have that with the tradition and of the strong athletics and so many teams and programs in your conference. I mean, you guys, Edgar, Colby, Auburndale, up and down with some of the other ones. What is your relationship? Like, we talked about Auburndale ending your basketball season this year, being right back at it for football this year. What is your relationship like? Like, do you guys know these guys from these other schools? And obviously you talk about summer leagues and camps and things like that. So basically from the time you were biting ankles to now, like, they'd have to be pretty familiar foes as well. What are some of those relationships like with the athletes? Is it pretty adversarial, or is it really competitive at game time but friendly off the court? What is it like?
Yeah, pretty much exactly like the second thing you said. You know, we go out there, it's game time, you know, we're kind of enemies. We have to go against each other, bring that intensity. But, I mean, off the court, like, I feel like I can t- talk to pretty much any of those guys. And, like, yeah.
And same, same for you, Cooper?
Yeah, I would say. I mean, even during the game, sometimes you talk to them, but, like, during a timeout or, like, dead ball. So you kind of, you know them from playing them all the time, so.
Well, who's your favorite rivals to play, the ones that you get juiced up most for? Whatever sport it may be, basketball, baseball, football, is there a game where you just feel it right away when you see it on the schedule that, hey, this is going to be a huge one? And there's not a wrong answer, guys, as they discuss each team between themselves. So who are the favorite rivals?
My favorite people to play last year in basketball was Newman. I mean, both of those games were just amazing games. Two great teams going at it, you know, close games. Like the second one, playing for a conference championship, packed gym. It's like 300 degrees in there. Like, it was just crazy to just be a part of that. Like, not everyone gets the privilege to be a part of something like that, and I just feel honored that I got to play in a game like that.
Absolutely.
Cooper, who's your favorite?
I would say in basketball, year after year, it's Stratford. I feel like that's always a good game, no matter how either team looks. That's always, like, we both know each other so well, playing in playoffs, or playing three times each year in the last 2 years. We both knew each other so well. So,
I know you. Seems like every year you're playing it's either Stratford or Auburn in the playoffs, and sometimes both of them. I mean, that's the way it's been for Marathon basketball recently. Before we get back to the football here, I got to ask you each in terms of academics. Do you have a favorite class when you're going to school, getting ready to go to practice or a game afterwards? Is there a favorite class that you have right now at Marathon? Cooper, you're thinking.
Does it have to be a class, or can it just be a, like...
What?
I don't have many classes this year. Yeah, really?
That's why I'm saying that.
Okay,
too.
Well, you answer it the way you want to, because, I mean, that's a good thing about an interview subject. You can always take it wherever you want to go with it. What, when you're away from the sports, what are you liking to do?
Honestly, my first hour class of college English, that's not that bad. I feel like it's actually pretty good.
And Tyler, anything that when you're away from the sports that you like to do?
Well, for me, I have a different professor than Cooper. I hope he's not listening right now, but it is not the greatest. But we do also have psychology some days in the morning. I really like that class. And then also at the end of the day, I teacher aid for fourth graders, and that's always just like the highlight of my day. It's so much fun.
Very nice.
That's a great answer. So kind of piggybacking off what Chad said, like we talked about it before we got on, like what is a summer like for you guys? We talked about just when you're that competitive in three different sports, I can't even imagine what the summer is. We talked about that. When you have a chance to step away from your sports a little bit, what do you guys like to do in your free time? Cooper, you can go first.
A lot of the time, there is not a lot of free time. Like, when there is, like, it's small chunks. So most of the time, I'll sleep or just, like, lay on the couch, like, scrolling through TikTok because it's pretty addicting. So,
Tyler?
I feel like most of my free time that I have in the summer, I'm usually spending with my friends because, I mean, like, you only have, like, four summers of high school. And, you know, there are a lot of memories to be made in high school summer. So I like to spend time with my friends. But I also will get a nice nap in sometimes. Sometimes you get pretty exhausted with everything that's going on. So you got to just take a little power nap.
With all the sports you're involved in, each of you obviously getting near the end of your high school careers, do you hope to continue to be involved in athletics after high school? I should have asked again. Tyler, who will go first?
I'm not exactly sure yet. I mean, I'll still have to wait and see how things pan out. I mean, I feel like I'd be willing to keep doing sports in college, but, I mean, there's just so many things that can happen. Like, it's so hard to know right now, like, what's going to happen.
Yeah, I think I'd probably be open to it as well, but, like, it's a really big dedication in college, even more so than high school, just because, like, you're basically starting over again almost. Like, you don't have any flow. You've never been there before. But, like, for sure I'd probably want to do intramurals mm-hmm. with stuff, so.
I think it's great that you're both open to it and kind of giving it thought, but I also like even more the fact that you recognize how meaningful and important these 4 years are. And even if you do go on to play, it's hard to match the experiences that you guys are laying down right now. So good for you.
Well, let's talk about Friday. Obviously a huge one, level one playoff at Auburndale. What does your team have to do in order to keep your season going? Make sure you're playing in level two in a week's time. Obviously, you know, they've earned their number one seed. I mean, it's obviously a very good football team. You played a high-scoring affair just a few weeks ago. Both teams with over 400 yards of offense. Tyler and then Cooper, what do you guys each look as the keys for success for Marathon on Friday?
I think a big key is what we've been talking about before, defense. Like, we were able to move the ball, as you said. You know, we had 400 yards of offense. And, I mean, they're probably going to bring a different kind of defensive game plan to try to stop that. But, I mean, if you play good defense, if they don't score, they can't win the game. So, I mean, if we can do that, that's about as simple as it gets. But, I mean, it's obviously going to be really tough because they're a really good team, and we're really going to have to bring it on Friday.
What does the quarterback say?
I think offensively, we're going to have to take care of the ball. We've had issues in some games of, like, holding onto it and fumbling, or, like, I've thrown a few interceptions where I don't necessarily need to be throwing the ball. So I think being smarter with the ball and taking care of it, and then also defensively, we need to try to get those turnovers for ourselves and, like, getting us the momentum and kind of, like, almost getting the upper hand by taking time of possession. You know, the longer you have it, the less they're going to score. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think when you talk about the rivalry that you've played them before, but when you look at the seeding in the matchup, you guys kind of have, in my opinion, the advantage because all the pressure's on them, right? As the one seed, then, and you guys obviously are not going in there relaxed or taking anything for granted, but you do have the opportunity to play spoiler. Do you give that any thought?
Yeah, I mean, we can just go out there and let it rip. I mean, we don't have anything to lose. As I said before, you know, people didn't even expect us to get this far. So, I mean, why not take it a little farther? You know, I feel like we have the ability to compete for sure, and we just really – we need to bring it, and I'm really looking forward to Friday. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Awesome.
And finally, final question for each of you. You've obviously both had a lot of experience in terms of high school sports over your high school career. We always ask for if you can give a piece of advice for somebody just starting their journey in high school athletics, you know, a freshman or a sophomore that's just getting underway, what piece of advice – that you've learned over the years, would you give to a young teammate? Cooper, we'll start with you.
I mean, obviously, it's every senior's probably said it, but don't take it for granted. It goes really fast. Like, beginning of this year, in the first, like, month of school, I had a hard time believing that I was a senior already. So, like, it doesn't slow down. It only keeps going faster and faster. You can't ever get it back. So, just do what you can when you can, and don't take that for granted.
And Tyler?
Yeah, I mean, personally, I don't think it's even sank in yet that, like, I'm a senior, I'm almost done, you know. It feels like just last summer we were playing in the state tournament in baseball, and that was my freshman year.
Mm.
So the main piece of advice I'd give to someone younger is, like, put in work when you're younger, because that will make you who you are when you're older. I mean, like, you might not be getting a ton of playing time when you're younger, but I mean, if you want to be really, really good when you're older, you have to put in that work. And then also, when you do start playing, you have to keep that same mindset. Like, you have to see your potential to grow, and you have to really, really want it.
That was our discussion with Marathon High School seniors, Tyler Underwood and Cooper Huxtamaw. Again, Marathon getting set to take on Auburndale tomorrow night. a game that can be heard on the Sports 2 stream of Bull Falls Radio, bullfallsradio.com, and the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 6:35 and the opening kickoff at 7 o'clock. The game will also air on a tape delay basis following our Wausau West football coverage tomorrow night on Bull Falls Radio 98.9. So again, thanks to those young men for joining us. We are going to take a quick break and then come back with our daily history lesson coming up next. The time is 9:47. I'm Chad Holmes on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. The time is 9:51 here on this Thursday morning. Sun continues to shine here in central Wisconsin, specifically downtown Wausau, the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street, our new studios here downtown. Currently partly cloudy, and the temperature stands at 48 degrees, expecting a high in the mid-50s before all is said and done. It is Thursday, the 19th day of October of 2023. Before we talk about some famous events that occurred on this date in history and some celebrity birthdays, sad news came down last night. Burt Young, great actor, because I remember him in six of the Rocky movies. He played Polly, who was the sister of Adrian. I should say the sister. Adrian was his sister, Polly's sister, his brother, so ultimately became Rocky's brother-in-law. And just, you know, not the normal kind of feel-good character you would see, and especially in the first Rocky movie. He was fantastic, was nominated for an Academy Award, and he was great in all the movies. And I think, you know, maybe a little underappreciated in the final Rocky movie he appeared in, Rocky Balboa. It was the final one of the original six before it got rebooted under the Creed banner. But Rocky Balboa and Burt Young was still able to find, I think, the soul of Pauly in that movie so exceptionally well. I mean, it was great bookends, his Academy Award winning, Academy Award nominated performance in the original Rocky, and then in the final Rocky Balboa for him to put up another tour de force as that character. And he was just an incredibly talented actor, and he passed away last night. Burt Young was 83 years old, and saw on X or Twitter or whatever you want to call it, a posting from Carl Weathers. Carl Weathers, who played Apollo Creed in the first Rocky movies, Rocky 1, Rocky 2, and Rocky 3, and Rocky 4. And he put out a posting, RIP Burt Young, a beautiful and talented soul. He was such an integral part of the Rocky family. Quote, you want the bird, go get the bird. End quote. Pauly will be with us forever. So nice words from Carl Weathers, Apollo Creed himself, on the passing of Burt Young at the age of 83. Let's take a look at some of the famous events that occurred on this date in history on October the 19th. On this date in 1873, Yale, Princeton, Columbia, and Rutgers drafted the first code of American football rules. On this date in 1985, the first Blockbuster video store opened in Dallas, Texas. Boy, talk about, you know, rising quickly and then falling hard. That was Blockbuster. It became so very, very popular. And then all of a sudden with streaming, it just came to a very quick end as well. It's only been 38 years since the first Blockbuster video opened back in Dallas, Texas in 1985. On this date in 2007, Vincent Michael DiMonenico Sr. I'm going to try that one more time because I am a professional, right? Vincent Michael DiDomenico Sr. died. Well, who do you think he was? Well, he was one of the inventors of Rice-A-Roni. On this date in 2012, Big Tex, a 52-foot statue and cultural icon in Dallas, was destroyed by fire during the final weekend of the 2012 State Fair of Texas. On this date in 2016, Donald Trump refused to say if he would accept the results of the upcoming election during a debate with Hillary Clinton at the University of Nevada at Las Vegas. On this date in 2018, the Halloween reboot starring Jamie Lee Curtis made a record $77 million for a horror film with a female lead, biggest debut of any film with a female lead over 55 in the U.S. And those are a few of the famous events that occurred on this date in history. Some famous folks who are celebrating their birthdays today. Actor John Lithgow from Third Rock from the Sun, Footloose, is 78 years old today. Boxer Floyd Mayweather Sr. is 71 years old today. Boxer Evander Holyfield turning 61 years old today. TV host Ty Pennington from Extreme Makeover Home Edition is 59 years old today. Actor-director Jon Favreau is 57. South Park Crow creator Trey Parker turning 54 years old today. Also comedian Chris Kattan, former Saturday Night Live cast member, is 53 years old today. Writer-director Jason Reitman, also the son of Ivan Reitman. He's the director of Up in the Air, also the upcoming Ghostbusters Afterlife. Jason Reitman turning 46 years old today. Actor Jillian Jacobs of Community is 41 years old today. And actor Rebecca Ferguson from Mission Impossible Films and Dune is turning 40 years old today. And if you out there celebrating your birthday today, happy birthday to you from all of us at Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Some special events being acknowledged here on the 19th of October. This one is for almost every day for me. It's Dressed Like a Dork Day. It is also Evaluate Your Life Day. That's pretty deep for today. It is International Gin and Tonic Day. It is also Love Your Body Day. It is Medical Assistance Recognition Day. It is Seafood Bisque Day. It is also New Friends Day, Credit Union Day, Rainfest Day. Also Wear Purple for Domestic Violence Awareness Day. And Get to Know Your Customers Day. So those are plenty of days to be acknowledged here on October the 19th. Well, thanks again to our guest today in the first hour, Up North News host Pat Kreitlow, and also to Marathon High School student athletes Cooper Huxema and Tyler Underwood. And before we wrap things up, again, break a leg to Ian Welsh tonight. Best of luck as you hit the stage for Arsenic and Old Lace. And again, remind everybody, where is it? What time is it? What days will this show be? Because we want to see them at the show.
This is a Thursday, a Friday, and Saturday of this week at the Wausau Elks Lodge upstairs in the ballroom at 7 p.m.
All right, very good. So again, get out there, see Arsenic and Old Lace tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday at 7 o'clock at the Elks Club. Coming up after 10 o'clock, CBS News at the top of the hour, followed by Brittany Merlot and a Civic Media News update. And then from 10 until noon, it will be As Goes Wisconsin, guest hosted by Jane Mantonair. So stick around for that. Stick around all day, all night long. Keep it right here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230.